بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه في معناها: ومعنى تلد الأمة ربتها أي سيدها. This is the explanation of the hadith by Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, particularly with reference to the last part of the hadith. And the last part of the hadith was that a woman, a slave woman, will give birth to her master. With regard to that, ulama have explained that a slave woman giving birth to her master is an indication that this condition, that conditions will deteriorate close to Qiyamah to such an extent that those who are dishonored and disgraced will rule over people of honor. That is one explanation, that people who have got no value, no morals, no culture, they have got no honesty, no respect in any way, those people will rule over the people who have got respect and honor. Also, parents will be disobeyed and people will treat their mothers like slaves by disgracing them and shouting at them. And this is a thing that is in non-Muslims, but unfortunately we have to see how many of us, and yet particularly with regard to the mother, how many of us will shout at our mothers and treat them like slaves. In fact, we want all our things done by our mother. She must do this, she must do that. If there's a little problem in the cooking, we've got a big problem. We will fight with the mother. We will just leave the table and just walk away, being very angry with her, etc. All these are signs of Qiyamah. So this is the most acceptable meaning which has been given here. And also there is an indication here that secret things will happen. And like, for example, unfortunately, lot of secret marriages that take place. This is also a very, very unhealthy and an unbecoming thing. For example, a person is married to his wife and he has a son, for example. There are many more examples. And then he has a secret marriage and he has a daughter from that, and nobody knows that is his daughter, etc. This boy grows up and he wants to marry that girl. It is his stepsister. The father is the same of both, and they don't know. So because of the secret affairs, your brother may be getting married to his sister. And in the same way, for example, the son of the first marriage, he is grown up and the father married a young girl. And the father passed away, nobody knows, and he goes and marries his own mother in that way. In this way, lot of things are happening. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, said that in the West, the family lineage has been totally destroyed because their lifestyle is such that youngsters leave home or parents are divorced, children are abandoned, and they go their own way in their lives. And not only in the same country, and in Muslims in us also. Today a young boy, young girl goes to a foreign country, and others also, and their perhaps brother and sister meet up and they don't even know their brother and sister, and then they get married to one another. These are all the clear signs of Qiyamah, which unfortunately are prevalent in us also. It was a non-Muslim thing, but the way we have embraced their lifestyle, and it comes with all its baggage and things which could never be imagined in a Muslim society, in a Muslim home. Today in good homes, these things are taking place. So these are signs of Qiyamah. Also, the family unit, Islam has placed a lot of importance to that. Whereas in the other ways of life, the Western way of life, the free way of life, modern way of life, it appeals to the nafs and it appears to be enjoyable, but it comes with its great, great destructive things, and it destroys the very fabric of society, of home, of a person, his morals, his inner self. And therefore, people suffering so much from depression, from nerves, problems, etc., because all that evil has come in. So with the family home, and especially, and many of us, all of us will know that how the family, visiting of family was an important thing. And family members, we knew all the family members also, who is who, etc. But that also is being destroyed. And now with all the restrictions of visiting which we have imposed upon ourselves to a great extent, we don't want to go and visit family. Somebody has passed away, children don't want to go to the parents' funeral or to go to the house of the parents, etc. With all this distancing in this way, today we don't know really who are the children. They're not interested in visiting family. To go to a resort, they are very keen. To go for a holiday, they are very keen. But to visit family, this is a thing that we look down upon. And it's like a waste of time and a shameful thing. Whereas to know the family, to know who is, so that especially at the time of marriage, this type of errors then are not made, and we don't get married to somebody that we are not permitted to, where it is haram also, and every haram of Allah Ta'ala is for our benefit, that we stay away from it. When a person marries very close in the family, these haram situations of marriage, then biologically the children which are born have lot of defects in them. And they suffer a lot after that. So therefore, what Islam has stipulated for us is the most ideal and the most perfect. So this is also one great sign of Qiyamah, and it is a major guna. And we should be very careful where we get our children fixed to get married. Also, the proper way is the parents arrange it. And when they know the family people, they will know they're not getting them married to a person that they are not allowed to marry to. But when youngsters on their own, and today on the internet, looking for their partners, etc., we don't know how things got mixed up, and you may be marrying somebody who you are not allowed to marry. Maybe your own sister also. Maybe your own niece or nephew also. Maybe your own mother also. And in fact, not nice to say it, but it wasn't long in a town not very far from here, where a person unfortunately wanted to have a prostitute. He made the arrangements, he phoned the escort agency, and when they sent the girl, to his utter amazement to both of them, he saw it's my daughter, and she saw it's my father. They just could not believe one another that you are doing this or you doing this. This type of life unfortunately has come into us already. It's time that we open our eyes, correct our lives, and come to a proper Islamic way of life. This outward glitter and glamour, false lights of the Western way of life and a free way of life is only destruction. And what that two of them lived for with their whole lives after that, what consciousness, what destruction it brings to a person. So we should be very careful of bringing our Islamic way and Islamic values and the true values, family values, the value of the home. All that we should bring. We are just overtaken by going to schools, universities, colleges, all the time on the internet, googling all the things of the kuffar, and those things have impressed us, and we want to live that kind of a life. It has brought total destructions in this world. May Allah save us in the akhirah. If this is what we have brought to ourselves in this dunya, what is going to happen to us in the akhirah? May Allah guide us and give us proper understanding of our deen, and to come onto our deen and feel it an honor to be a Muslim, not just to live like a Muslim and be a Muslim properly. May Allah give us all tawfiq.